Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news of the latest transfer, and the big story breaking is that Man City are close to reaching an agreement with Aston Villa for Jack Grealish. City are ready to pay around £100 million for the midfielder, which would be a British record if the deal goes through, eclipsing the 89.3 Manchester United paid for Paul Pogba in 2016. City so far have declined to comment, but they're preparing to try and finalise the move after England's Euro 2020 campaign. Grealish is expected to make an impact in that game against Germany on Tuesday. The final will be held on July the 11th. So should England get all the way, it'll still be nearly a month until City fans know for certain if he's in their colours. He's made over 200 appearances for his boyhood club Aston Villa, but at 25, he now looks set for Pasha's new. And reports suggest it is City that have won the race for his signature. Into the news, and we'll start with the Florentino Perez discussion, and he has said the Super League continues and nothing has failed, as the three clubs who maintain their support for the project, the Los Blancos, Barcelona and Juventus, await a European court ruling. Several clubs, including Man City, withdrew from the competition and apologised and accepted fines from UEFA. But for now, Perez insists that he is calm and so far things are on track. Into news on the transfer front elsewhere, and Man City are reportedly one of the teams looking at Almeria striker Umar Sadiq. City are preparing for life after Sergio Aguero, who has left to join Barcelona. To further complicate the situation, it does look like Harry Kane's move to City is going to have to be on hold. He may prove to be too expensive for now, with Aguero viewed as irreplaceable. Of course, City are going to struggle in that final third, and Sadiq is a target they're looking at. Began his career at Spezia in Italy before moving through Roma's youth ranks. Some run spells around Europe have eventually seen him go to Almeria. He impressed in his second tier, though, campaign. He got 22 goals in 43 games, and now at Man City are willing to take a chance on him for the future. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.